Coming up at 5:45, coming out of a Francesca Battistelli tune, It's Your Life, WWIB. But Jesus wants you to exchange it for his life. That's the better deal. That's the trade-off that you want. Trust me. 5:45 and 73 degrees. It's a warm one. Jason Cairns is up and at him, ready to go at his home in Eau Claire. Good morning.
Good morning.
We saw each other last night as we were picking our daughters up from dance, Infinity Dance in Eau Claire, and I was there watching, waiting. I was there early. It's rare I'm there before someone for anything. But I was there ahead of time and watching the Bucks game. The Bucks blowing the first game and losing at home to Atlanta, but we'll leave that alone. But and so I told you that, and you were, and you rolled down your window, you roll up next to me, and you were listening to what again?
It's a book called Stewards of Eden. It was written by a female theologian. I think her name is Sandra Richter. And it's kind of about the role that Christians have as stewards of creation, and how in many ways we've seemed to get that wrong over the years. So,
okay.
It's a good book so far. A little different than the Bucks game, but
it is.
Yeah.
And I think it's just kind of a fair, while Jason is always learning, my ephemeral interests seem to, yeah, but we're friends, and that's why I'm the one who asks the questions, and he's the one who answers them. But I chime in.
You know, I have to.
Go ahead.
I have to say, though, you had posted something about doing the softball game yesterday,
yeah.
And it brought a smile to my face because I was like, this is something that brings Mark joy.
It does. No, it does.
And you know, so it's neat.
And since my beloved Bucks lost, and if you watch it, this little guy, Trey Young, he's like a little water bug. And he had 48 points and 11 assists, and it's...
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. He just lit him up. So, and he just kept shooting. And so, anyhow, the Bucks got to figure that out. But on the positive side, yes, softball, the Chi-Hi girls advanced to state. We'll have coverage on WOGO starting Monday in Green Bay as they downed Marshfield 12-5. But something I want to bring up this morning. There's a book you've already read, and I'm reading it. It's called Jesus and John Wayne, How White Evangelicals Corrupted a Faith and Fractured a Nation. It's a rough read. I've heard Kristen Cobes Demez interviewed on multiple places, and so I finally decided to take a peek behind the curtain. There are times, I understand she says it's historical. There's times I feel like she has her own agenda, but that's just my take. I feel like, you know, you get her perspective. Having said that, to go on social media and see a friend post a picture of John Wayne with this saying this morning, I need to talk about it. It says, the problem is simple, and kids today don't know the fear of hearing leather being rapidly pulled through 7 Wrangler belt loops. That's a problem.
Yeah.
I gotta say, I don't remember the pain of my dad hitting me with the belt, and I don't know how many times he did it, but I still... Just reading that, forget the implications of that coming from a brother in the Lord who was a Christian leader. I'm like, and then I saw another post, I can't find it to share it, from Andrew Bauman, who we both know and, well, respect, about trauma. And I just felt like that's how I'm starting my day today. So I don't know, your thought, you just heard the quote, you didn't see the meme, but your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, I don't even know if it's my thoughts, it's my feelings. That breaks my heart to hear that. You know, I think that there seems to be this idea of celebrating, pardon my language, how I'm going to say this, but there almost seems to be a celebration of beating our children. And that doesn't go after their hearts. I could say far more about it, but I think that when I read that, it's almost a celebration of, I whip my kids, and that's unhealthy for the kids. I think it's damaging to children. I think it's damaging to them over the long haul. Unfortunately, that's the idea that we have often heard or believed in evangelicalism, and so you know, I wrestle with that as somebody who used to spank my kids pretty frequently. That's one of the things that I would have done differently.
Yeah, and even spanking is one thing, and James Dobson was on the air for years with Focus on the Family, and I know he said about corporal punishment, you know, the idea for 18 months to 6 years. I know I was well beyond 6 years. There's one particular incident we don't get into that I remember with, and it's not even getting the belt. It's the trauma is the leading up to it. I mean, I think I need counseling this morning, to be honest with you, because just this, and I don't know, it's just never, it takes you back, you know, it takes you back to that moment. And but there, you know, thankfully in society and in secular, as well as I think in more and more in the church, there is more focus on this idea of trauma. I mean, you used to never hear much about it at all. And now it's really, I mean, you as a neuropsychologist, I'm sure. Right. So,
yeah, sure. You know, and I think it almost seems, and again, this is what stirs for me in hearing what you had shared.
Yeah.
It almost seems like a celebration of trauma. And that may be taking it a bit too far, but you know, the idea of the way it's described as hearing the leather coming through the sevens, you know, that just doesn't sit right with me.
No. And I think we'll close it out with this, but I mean, I think because it's posted by a friend, someone who's a friend, and I want to be I think people can feel frustrated with what feels like an out of control world. And you're thinking, then when you confront that, then you have to decide, am I going to just leave that alone? Because I really don't want to get into a Facebook argument. But all right, sure. I love you, brother, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Guess what? It's my daughter Grace's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Grace.
June 24th, and I don't want to go on and on, but here's an interesting fact about Grace.
Uh-huh.
One time when she was little, her dad was saying something to her that... He was saying, you're my little sweetest pie girl. And I said, why did you call her a Swedish pie girl? And he's like, I said sweetest pie girl. So now Swedish pie girl is her nickname.
Wow.
I don't even know what a Swedish pie girl is, but we put it on, you know, notes, everything. So I'm curious, listeners, what is the nickname you had either for your kids or for yourself? Any sort of nickname, 715-396-1670. It doesn't have to be as weird as Swedish Pie Girl.
It might be.
So 715-396-1670. Leave us a text or voice message. I want to hear those nicknames.
Yeah, the funny story behind how they come to be, right? Well, we've got a song for her this morning. This is Amazing Grace.
Aww.
For your daughter, Grace.
Thank you.
On a 74-degree Thursday, kicking off the picnic in the parking lot today at Whip. Jerry Seinfeld's going to be making a movie. Of course, he had the very successful TV show.
B-movie, too. Sorry.
I feel like that wasn't
I interrupted.
Successful.
B-movie, yeah.
Mea culpa.
B-movie. Right, it got panned. It got panned, but okay. Our friend Jason is a huge B-lover, and he had not seen that movie, and I still don't know if he has. But Jerry Seinfeld's been refining a stand-up comedy bit about Pop-Tarts for more than a decade. And so now he's taking it even further. Beyond the toaster, he's getting ready to make a movie about it.
Okay.
That is dedication.
A Netflix movie.
Yes, a new report says Seinfeld will direct, produce, co-write, and star in Unfrosted, a movie about the creation of the most reliable of boxed breakfast staples, the Pop-Tart.
Wow.
Seinfeld says, stuck at home watching endless sad faces on TV, I thought this would be a good time to make something based on pure silliness. So we took my Pop-Tart stand-up bit from my last Netflix special and exploded it into a giant, crazy comedy movie.
Best kind of Pop-Tart? What would you guys say?
That's a good question.
Ooh, I like strawberry, but I also like brown sugar.
Okay. I don't know. The Hot Fudge Sundae Pop-Tart carries a lot of great memories because my roommate Nick and I in college, we'd put them on a paper towel on our little dorm microwave and we would warm it up for like 10, 15 seconds. We'd have a little Hot Fudge Sundae Pop-Tarts
nice.
At night. So
that sounds pretty good.
Me and Nick.
I like that. That sounds. Now I'm in the mood for a Hot Fudge Sundae, but I think I'll see what Holy Donuts has chocolate department. I'm sure they have something.
You can't go wrong starting at 11 today here. The Parking Lot Picnic, WWIB. WWIB, capping off three great tunes in a row. Mike Donaghy, all together. We started it all off with the guy we got on the phone right here. True Serva. True, as he was with the great folks at 513 Free. And Jesse and the Bold Commoner is going to lead worship at the upcoming church at the fair. Be planning for that the Sunday of the fair, 10 o'clock in the morning. free admission to the fair and hear former Packer Don Beebe. But True Serva on the line as we are counting down to our parking lot picnic, 11 o'clock this morning, 2 hours and 45 minutes away with the free concert from True tonight at 6 o'clock. And absolutely, we can't wait. True, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Mark and Susan and Caleb with you.
This is Susan. This is the 50-something-year-old, middle-aged, white woman, your biggest fan, not your demographic, totally. In fact, this morning I was singing, Picnic on the Way, Picnic on the Way.
I think she's auditioning to be part of your band.
There you go.
In
you
my
need
mind,
a backup singer in my
Oh, I always sing backup to True. He just doesn't know
there
it.
Forget singing. You should see her dance.
There you go.
She's got rhythm.
Yeah. Well, I'm really excited that you're going to be here. And last time I saw you, you were with the Collective Choir, and it was in the midst of everything happening in Minneapolis. So you usually talk a little bit and let us know what's going on. So that'll be really interesting to hear from you.
Yeah. You know, I guess it depends on how you look at it out here. It's pretty, you know, I guess as we get further and further through, I don't want to say away from, because technically in the middle of a pandemic, even though society's trying to move forward. But, you know, there is, you know, still a lot of, just since, you know, what happened with George Floyd, there's still a lot of hurt in the city.
So sad.
And a lot of things dealing with that. But at the same time, because of that, I guess things that just have been exposed since then.
That's right.
And then how stuff is happening. Now we even have, you know, like less police force in the Twin Cities. So then, you know, if there's nobody to keep you accountable or to discipline, then, you know, crime rate is going up, you know? So now we have a lot of senseless act of violence, you know, because technically it's the time, if you want to try to get away with something, you can get away with it, you know? And so, which sucks, you know? And so it's just learning how do we love and then apply justice on both ends.
There you
know?
Go.
And so, because we've had in a week and a half span where like three kids less than 10 year old have gotten shot in three separate incidents, you know? And so that's, a very sad situation. So then we did conduct around the city where we had a 21 days of peace, where there are Christian leaders, pastors who've been able to be a mediator between gangs and things like that to, you know, to try to settle it some. And then, you know, and then the mayor's trying to, and governors, they're trying to do what they can do, you know, so.
True, let me ask you this. Again, we are so glad to have you performing here for free. Everyone is welcome at 6 o'clock tonight for our parking lot picnic and everything benefiting Hope Village. They build tiny homes for the homeless and unsheltered to give them dignity, make sure everyone has a safe place to call home, and we're very excited to have you here in our area again. But after everything that's gone on in the past, 15, 16 months, where what you do as a musician was really, really hamstrung because there just weren't many live events, we're so excited to have you back live here in person. But what was it like for you, for your family in this last year and a half or so? And maybe how did God show himself faithful to you when a lot of the way that you provide for your family was shut down?
I guess twofold, you know, obviously my career, if you want to say, quote unquote, was put on hold, but I don't think ministry ever gets put on hold, you know? And so while I wasn't out doing, you know, paid gigs, was definitely able to be in the community providing hope, you know? But now instead of always singing, now we're providing food for people or medical aid or just praying for people, you know, things like that. And so, but because I do travel a lot, the pandemic was kind of a blessing as well for my family of us all being together, you know? And so it's twofold, you know, and so the pause of work. But I think of just honoring the Lord, you know, in what we do and laying down our lives and trusting him as being our provider, you know, things was taken care of, you know.
Well, True, we are looking forward to having you join us tonight at 6 o'clock for our Parking Lot Picnic free concert. Everyone is welcome. Again, the forecast looking much more welcoming, and we've got a big old tent out there as well. Great to talk with you. Looking forward to seeing you again in person, brother, this afternoon.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me.